You know, when you have a global economy, which we do, it means moving lots of money very swiftly across an awful lot of borders. Monex USA is part of the big Monex Financial Group. And based on my research, their volume was something like $274 billion last year, 9 million transactions. John Doyle is the CEO of Monex USA and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to be here.
So correct my math. Am I in the ballpark? $274 billion moving around the world?
Yeah, that's about right. We are, as you mentioned, we're part of the Banco Monex Group based in Mexico, but I'm in charge of Monex USA here in the States, and then we have sister companies around the world from Singapore to London to Madrid.
This is a business that's been around for a long time. I mean, Western Union used to sort of dominate moving, wiring money around, and MoneyGram, which is based here, is active in this. But this is an arena that's really grown over the last decade or so.
Yeah, absolutely. The genesis of a company like Monex USA goes back a little farther than that. Actually, back when, if you were Ford Motor Company or Apple, you'd have a whole room of guys like that I was with traders and moving payments around the world, or you were getting great service from a JP Morgan or Goldman Sachs, and then you had these smaller to middle sized companies who still had great volume that they needed to move and are important businesses in our economy, but weren't getting the service or the rates of exchange that they would get if they were much larger. And so MSBs like ourselves kind of fill that gap to give that service that all companies deserve.
We know we've seen a lot of individual movement. I mean, we've seen it here in Texas for years. Workers would come across the border to work here. Then every Saturday after paychecks are paid out, they would wire money back home for them. And that happens all over the world. Turkish, workers in Saudi Arabia wiring money back around. Is that still a big part of the business?
So it's part of it's a big part of the overall foreign exchange market. It's not something that we focus on. We work more with corporates and or institutional clients like a fund, things like that. But in terms of the overall the amount of transactions that go across any border, repatriation is still a big part of it.
The speed with which money can be moved around now is astounding, and that's part of the breakthrough. But I guess the next big thing may be some sort of an international currency. We've been hearing about this for a long time, and one of the promises of Bitcoin was, well, it's going to be a borderless currency, and everybody will be paid in Bitcoin. Now nobody wants to hold it overnight for the risk, but they're talking about maybe stable coins. Is this a challenge to your business?
So, I think we have to stay abreast of everything that could change. We don't see any crypto or stable coins kind of replacing the US dollar or the euro. If you back up it a little bit farther, you talked about maybe like a national or an international currency. The euro was an experiment that's gone pretty well for the last 2.5 decades or so, maybe 3 decades, which takes a lot of coordination from a lot of different countries. And there are just plenty of upside to it. Obviously, the whole the background and the idea of that is to hopefully never have another world war in Europe. That's a great noble thing to aim for. But of course, it has had some downsides too, which we saw in the European debt crisis and trying to get a lot of different opinions on the same page. And then but of course, it's something that I think overall you would say it's an accomplishment that the euro is still something that is well accepted and the probably the second strongest currency or most used currency in the world. But evolution happens. Things change. Crypto is something that's relatively new in the grand scheme of international currency markets. And right now we don't see it as a threat to, like I said before, to the US dollar or to the euro in terms of how global trade is executed. However, there's some innovations that come with it that can help improve the way that we do our business, right? And you mentioned stablecoin is one that is something that a lot of our competitors, and we are too, with the banks looking to see how we can use that technology to increase not only the speed of those transactions, but also the transparency.
So your business, is your business go cyclical with the other cycles in the world economy?
So I would say our clients' needs are cyclical, but yeah. we serve various, I'm actually always really impressed with how many different industries are even in the world. So we do have, you know, some clients who are, you know, produce who are a little more cyclical, and we have others who are doing payroll, which is, you know, very consistent. So our clients' needs can change, and we just need to be flexible with them. But overall, yeah, we're busy all the time, which is great.
You must have people sniffing at you all the time too. $274 billion in transactions in 130 countries. You must have 130 countries scrutinizing you for money laundering and illicit money moving across borders.
Yeah, it's actually more countries than that. We do 130 currencies, but some of those currencies, like the euro, you know, touch more than one country. So yeah, regulation is something that's very important and huge in any financial industry, right? So we have a lot of eyes looking at us, different regulators. Being in the United States, of course, in a way our government's set up, we have the federal government, but then also each individual state. So we have to make sure that we're complying by all of them. And then, yeah, making sure that there's not any rogue actors or bad actors, you know, trying to finance terrorism or something like that. So the controls from a compliance standpoint and a regulatory standpoint are at the utmost in a business like ours.
So tell me about your tenure. You've been there and you were a trader. I mean, on the trading floor, you've been there 20 years. You've been CEO for a year. How do you make that transition? Because you've got all these people surrounding you that, you know, you used to be in football pools with or grilling in their backyard, and all of a sudden you're the boss. That's tough. That's one reason companies sometimes will go outside to recruit a CEO.
Yeah, it is. It was a change. As you mentioned, I was kind of a salesperson right out of college here, and then moved on to the trading desk. So I do have some relationships that are a long time. My boss has been my boss for, I think, 14 years. And then I've been the boss of a couple of people, like including Juan, who's sitting next to me for a decade plus. So finding that balance between, you know, having a real good human connection and a history together, but then also being the boss is a tough one to make sure you're straddling and doing both things. But that's also one of the great things about Monex in general is we have a lot of employees who have been here for a long time and have some tenure with each other, and that comes with some trust that, you know, even if the end result isn't exactly what we were looking for, that there's a trust in that other person that they're working as hard as they can to get the best outcome, and then we live to fight another day.
So all the world financial markets are watching the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, which is going to make a decision about what they think of the economy and interest rates. And then the president's going to meet with Xi from China on Friday. And there are all sorts of geopolitical concerns. It seemed to be moving. You know, I'm watching the euro go back to the highest level since April. Do you all have to pay attention to these things? Or are you hedged and it just really doesn't matter?
So now you're talking to what really gets me up in the morning, which is the market stuff, and then talking to clients about markets, especially with my trading background. So we absolutely do need to pay attention to that. Monex in general, on the trading desk here, and I'm still a part of that, is we're often number one in the world for Bloomberg's currency rankings in terms of forecasting. So it's a guess, but it's an educated guess. If I really knew where the euro was going to be in a month or two, I would not have to work, right? I'd be on my mega yacht somewhere. But we are paying quite attention to it. Currently, it's stock market's doing fantastic, and that's getting all the headlines. But underneath it, there is a lot of worry in the market about the geopolitical, the couple wars that are seemingly never ending now, and we have inflation still ticking up with the labor market softening quite a bit, And then we have the Federal Reserve, as you said, tomorrow coming through with their decision. It's widely expected that they're going to cut rates 25 basis points. There's some noise around a 50 basis point cut. That won't happen. But below that, or kind of underneath that, which we have to watch, is the politics that's kind of entering into the Federal Reserve with the current administration, putting some pressure on Jerome Powell and the rest of them. And, you know, is that Fed's independence, is it still there, or is it becoming a little more murky? And what does that mean for the dollar moving forward? There's a lot of moving parts.
I guess a monetary trading desk was never sort of a 9-to-5 job, but it really is 24/7, 365 now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the world doesn't stop spinning, right? So anything that happens here in the U.S., we are, you know, still obviously the biggest economy in the world, and what we do matters. You know, they always say if the U.S. sneezes, the world catches a cold. But right, the with the time zones, it'll move to Asia and then back around to Europe, and of course the president's Twitter account or social media is firing off at all hours of the day. So currency markets do not close like the stock market does during the week anyway. So we are on call all the time.
John Doyle is the CEO of Monex USA. Enjoyed the visit. Thank you very much for the time, sir.
David, it's been my pleasure.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.